Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Lay, and I'm super grateful that you are tuning in today to listen to this episode, which comes with a milestone around the corner for me. And today's episode is actually one that I am doing on my own. So I'm really thrilled that you're here and you're tuning into this because I use this opportunity to really share from, the things that I've experienced that have really shaped not only me as a business owner, but has really shaped who I am today as a human, as a friend, as a daughter, as a mother to my pooch, Princess Evie, and also as a leader and mentor as well. So I wanted to, first of all, dive into key learnings that I've discovered in the last year. And also, with my birthday coming up, I wanted to share some free resources with you guys and let you in on what's coming around the corner, which is super exciting, which is in October. At the time of this recording, October is next week. I'm really looking forward to really diving right into how we can create a greater impact through authentically being ourselves and also understanding ourselves on a whole new level. This podcast episode is a personal one. It's really around, my reflections and key learnings from unexpected turns that have happened this year that have really shaken me at my core and really propelled me into becoming a whole new woman. I would say that who I am today versus who I was even just 2 months ago, just knocked my socks off. For those that have tuned in and, been following me on social media, you have probably noticed that one of the things that I've done less of is creating content just for the sake of putting content out there on my social media pages. So I'm really using my platform as a way to personalize what's working well for me in order to help you navigate and find out what would work best for you. Long story short, I'm coming with a lot more, I guess, rawness with my own human experiences and a lot more vulnerability as well. So, not necessarily just showing up on my good days, but also showing up on the days when I feel I am not operating at my best, but I have value to give. So, there is definitely a difference. I've noticed the first key learning that I want to share is that there is definitely a difference between showing up for the sake of showing up and that whole fake it till you make it type vibe, which was a really big thing and a big part of the business culture. And there's a difference between that and showing up because you authentically know that you have value to give, even if you aren't feeling at the top of your game. So, for example, I am doing this recording because I've got something that I'm really passionate about sharing, but I also know I'm not at the top of my game right now. But by hiding, by waiting for the perfect moment, it's really never going to come. And if I wait for that perfect moment when my cup is completely full to the brim, and I've got so much energy to give and share, but I won't record another podcast episode for maybe another week or maybe a month. So, one of the things that I've really discovered, especially if you're listening and you have your own show or you have your own channel, maybe it's a YouTube channel, keep creating content even on your average days. Obviously, put your self-care first, but keep creating content even when you feel like you are not at your best. You will always be able to look back and go, wow, things are improving. Don't wait for the day when you are at 100% before you start showing up, because that day is never going to come. It's all about working on it step by step, day by day, and just putting forward the value that you have to add, and just knowing the next episode or the next show is going to get better and better. The second thing that I've learned this year is the importance of trusting yourself. I'm going to share a really personal story right now. And for those that are listening, if you resonate with any of this, I highly, highly recommend that you check out the podcast episode that I have just launched, which is so far my most esteemed guest, which is Margaret Paul. Dr. Margaret Paul is an author of 12 books. She's 85 years old, still creating incredible programs on how to reconnect with yourself, on how to create more self-love, on how to heal your inner child, on how to no longer experience loneliness or emptiness, even if you're in a relationship. She is absolutely incredible. Her books have been transformative on my journey. I've been very, very blessed to have her on the show. So that's episode 49. So one of the things that I have learned this year is how to trust myself more and how to trust my instinct and my gut feelings, and to use that natural inner GPS system that we all come with, and knowing how to listen to my own inner voice, especially when we live in a world where every friend, every colleague, every business person, every mother, every dog owner even has something to share or advice to give. And a lot of the time, when we take advice from other people, we most of the time already know within our heart of hearts what the best thing is for us. And so recently, I came out of a really toxic relationship that I entered into last year. And I came out of that relationship just completely in shock. I was in shock that I ever was attracted to this person and that I even let that person take up my time and my space and my energy. And I remember coming out of this relationship just almost like I was in a daze. I was like, what the heck was going on? And I realized a lot of the time when we stop trusting ourselves and we stop trusting our gut and we are in a vulnerable position, it is very, very easy for us to get like washed away by emotions, by, you know, things that people say. And if you accidentally encounter someone that is very manipulative and they are skilled, like highly skilled at manipulation, you are going to end up in a very, very vulnerable position if you weren't already. So one thing that I experienced that I am still healing from today is the loss of a very, very important figure in my life. So in 2022, around the middle of the year, my grandfather died. And it was one of those times where, you know, you kind of don't, I think grief is one of those things where you don't realize how long it lingers around for until you kind of look back. I was going through pain. I was vulnerable. And the worst thing that I did during those times was I was alone. And it put me in a very, very vulnerable position. About 6 months later, my grandmother, who is like a mother figure to me, when she had her stroke 6 months after my grandpa passed away, I essentially lost my two closest parental figures, aside from my mom and dad. She's still alive today, but after her stroke, dementia just kicked in and it came like a wave. And so I was in a really vulnerable position. And during this time, I met this man who seemed to be really, really kind, really generous, very, very overly giving as well, seemed to also be really like genuine. But one of the things that I ignored when I met this person was my gut feeling, because I was bought into the whole story of what he was telling me. So I'll give you guys a little bit of, you know, I guess a little bit of like insight between what is the difference between what your gut feeling is saying and what is the difference between what your emotions are saying, because they are actually two totally different things. And if I look back now and I was to go back in time with the wisdom and the knowledge that I have now, I would tell myself from a year ago, I would say to her, Phoebe, listen to your intuition, your gut, and what your gut was telling you that very first day you met this person. And don't forget how you felt on the inside, how you physically felt after meeting this person for the first time, and how did you feel each time you met him in person? Because those feelings, that gut feeling that you have, they are key signs. You know, we talk about red flags. Obviously, you know, people have red flags. Sometimes we identify red flags with our mind, but sometimes our gut, our intuition already knows that someone is not right for us. And this person, you know, was in my life for a year, just over a year, and he served his purpose. Like he came into my life during a very vulnerable time. I met him two or three times. My gut feeling was telling me, like, stay the hell away from this person. This person just seems like he has some kind of an agenda. But what was also going on was so much loneliness and so much pain that I was going through inside. I wasn't in my circle anymore. Like, I was working from home again. I was trying to navigate things on my own without burdening anyone, that I actually felt like this person came as a helper to me, which, by the way, no one can help you gain your confidence back. Like, in business, if you can't fix your confidence yourself through your own inner work, through doing the hard work, and I'm not talking about just doing the everyday, you know, showing up, etc., but also doing the internal work, nobody else is going to be able to help you with that. So that's very key. I hope you guys understand that there's no one that can fix us. And in the same way, we also can't change and fix others. But I remember that very first time I met this person, and I definitely could feel that this person was, there was just something that was just really dark that made me feel very, very uncomfortable and, in fact, almost afraid. And I remember the first time meeting this person was kind of like pushing me to go past his house, which I never do. I never, ever, ever, you know, go to a stranger's house. And he was pushing me to go there to pick up an item that he wanted me to brand and help him with, like, the branding and the marketing. So he was like, yeah, come over. Like, I'll just give you a jar and, you know, just grab it on your way up. So I was there with a friend. We were driving from Melbourne to Sydney. And I remember going up to the house and already feeling very icky and uncomfortable. And later that day, I literally had to kick my friend under the table and say, we need to go. Like, this is ridiculous. This person is literally talking at us, almost interrogating you, and it's just unsafe. Like, it's just uncomfortable, and I think we should just leave. And I remember walking out of there and just feeling exhausted and drained, which is also another really good indicator that someone is taking up your energy rather than giving you energy, rather than, like, walking away from a meeting where you feel energized. I felt tired and sluggish. And I remember the second time I met this person, I felt physically afraid. I felt like this person was just pushing my boundaries so much that I felt physically afraid. Later on, what I discovered was that those were all my gut feelings, my inner GPS telling me, be careful, because there's just something not right here. There's something not right about this person. Danger, right? Later on, like, I remember a few months later, this person ended up moving down to Melbourne and then constantly contacting me and just being super supportive, being super nice, sending me all these, like, supposed referrals, like saying that he had nominated me for certain awards, which it turned out it actually wasn't even him that had nominated me. Later on, I discovered that that nomination was actually from the team. Long story short, I've discovered that if we don't listen to our intuition, especially in the very, very beginning, we can get very clouded by other people's, like, acts of, you know, kindness or generosity. And if you start to let your emotions decide for you what's good or what's bad or who's good or who's not, your emotions actually aren't very accurate at all. It's very easy if you use your emotions to be manipulated. And that's something that I've learned. I had to learn it the hard way. You know, I'm in my early 30s at the moment, but this is something I'm super grateful to learn now rather than later on. Because if you continue, like, if you're one of those people, you have a kind heart, you're an empath, you know, you hear people's stories, you feel bad for them, you want to help them, If you let your emotions take charge and take the way, it is very easy for someone to manipulate you using your emotions, using the information that they know that you've given them. And if someone is prying into your space and they're like just pushing your boundaries and just one step at a time, just seeing how far they can go, be careful of that. Looking back, if I was where I am now, where, you know, I've got community around me, I've got awareness of all of this now, I've been diving into personal development and books and also learning about like narcissistic behavior, I would not have let that person anywhere near me. I would have said, thank you very much. I don't need any more referrals. My business is all good, and drawn a line. But I've noticed, you know, even in having been in a, eventually like this person, and I, you know, started to spend a lot of time together, and he, you know, he became someone that seemed very, very loving and kind and generous, and was full on love bombing me. And eventually, a year later, I discovered that this person was sick. He was had a personality disorder that, you know, I think when someone has a personality disorder, they do still have really beautiful parts of them where they can be vulnerable, maybe even empathetic. Like, you know, people that have narcissistic tendencies and very strong narcissistic traits, they are not necessarily always a full-on narcissist where they, you know, like, or a psychopath, right? So I was starting to look at this person's good traits and ignoring all of the red flags and ignoring all of the signs. And so the biggest thing that I've learned this in the last 12 to 18 months is learn to trust yourself and listen to your inner voice. And in dynamics where you are vulnerable, where you might be a bit lonely or a bit isolated, you can get caught. You can get caught in the wave and in the thick of manipulation, and it can happen to anybody. I literally watched this person go from doing what he did to me and love bombing me to doing that to full grown men, and also, like, you know, men and women. But I watched this narcissist manipulate other people that were in their vulnerability. In this scenario, I saw him do it to a man that was going through a divorce, that literally went from having his own business to closing up his business to work for this guy that he doesn't know from a bar of soap within a month. And I watched the manipulation unfold and the lies and the fabrication and the false selling of this dream future, and the way he kind of sold this guy, you know, this dream, this is going to happen, and you're going to make lots and lots of money, and you're going to be like changing the world, and, you know, we'll be making millions, and you can live wherever you want and not work a single day of your life if you want to, and selling him the dream. And I watched this person manipulate so many people before my eyes, and I remember being very confused for a lot of that time during the relationship, just waking up with like pain in my shoulder and my back, feeling stress and tension, oversleeping a lot of the time because my, you know, my nervous system was just so wound up, and I was also subconsciously trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And as I watched this person start to take advantage of the weak, start to take advantage of like even old people, people in their 80s, people that were, I guess, financially really vulnerable as well. And I watched him take advantage of that. And so when I came out of that relationship, it was like, whoa, I feel so much lighter all of a sudden. I have so much energy and passion for what I do again. I have more focus again. I've got actually more to give and more to share with my community and with my in my business and in my world. And I was literally in a narcissistic, like in an abusive relationship, and I had no idea. And so the reason I share this and I'm so open about it is because I really hope that nobody ever experiences this, because When I hear stories of women in their 40s, they appear very successful. They made even seven figures in their business, but they say they are struggling in the realm of relationships, or they're considering IVF because, you know, somewhere in their 30s, they met the wrong guy and they devoted years of their lives to this person, or became a mother to that person, or went through a divorce or whatever. I see the pain in people, and it hurts me to know that there are strong, confident, independent, really amazing, incredible women out there, men and women, that end up being manipulated and then wasting years of their lives and then coming out feeling like they have to rebuild their self-worth again, coming out knowing that they have wasted all this time. When I hear that, I think to myself, that is so sad. Like, that is something that I never want to see or hear, but that's unfortunately the truth and the reality. We live in a world where people that are empathetic, that are kind, can be manipulated and abused and used. And a lot of the time, you know, those people are people that deserve beautiful, loving, genuine relationships, authentic love. And so I hope that that never happens again. So this podcast series that I am now currently working on and, you know, recording is one that comes deeply from a place in my heart where I genuinely want to see people succeed and thrive and shine in business and in life. And this series that we're doing, you know, which involves me and other people that have had similar experiences, as well as experts, psychologists, authors, speakers, people that, you know, understand toxic relationships or personality disorders. And so we are talking in this upcoming series about how intelligent, rational women wind up in toxic, unhealthy relationships, and also how you can get out of those relationships and red flags that indicate you might be in a relationship with a narcissist, and also how to identify that you're being love bombed. And this could happen not just in your personal relationship, but also in business as well. You know, I'm mindful that not everyone has experienced this, so this is definitely not something that everybody wants to hear about. But when I look back, if I had dived into this stuff a year and a half ago, before I met this person who manipulated me during my vulnerable times, I would have had the knowledge and the information to know what I was going through and to walk away, probably walk away a lot sooner. Last lesson that I wanted to share, which really came through this last year, is redefining success. One of the biggest things that I have discovered is that success is not just about how much money we are making in our business. Success is not even about how big our community is, or how our friendship groups are, or our families are, or how many people surround us. And success to me now has completely changed in its definition. I've always believed that success is a measure of how well you know yourself and how well you love yourself and how you can, you know, thrive in life through not only just like healthy lifestyles and healthy eating and, you know, healthy friendships, but also a really healthy mindset. And for me, when I think of success, it's not a measure of money. It's not, you know, as I said, it's not a measure of the size of your party or community. It's actually about the quality of the connections that we build and the people that we choose to walk alongside with through life. So success is about who, to me, it's about who we navigate life with, the friends, the family, and the colleagues, and the people that show up during the highs as well as the lows. And all it takes is one person to completely either tear you down and bring you to a place where you don't even know how you got there, but all it takes at the same time is just one person to get you out of the rut and to help you pick yourself up again and to start rebuilding those neural pathways and rebuilding the things that will help you succeed in life. And so it's now for me no longer about how many people are in my corner, but who and how they stand by us when life tests us. And these connections have been so important for me, especially during what I've been through in the last year. Like in the last year, I've had so many new friendships that have formed out of nowhere that I've thought, wow, like I've known this person, you know, for just a couple of months, but they have been through some difficult times with me and like given me some like really solid, like solid advice, but also just being very, very unjudgmental and loving and just genuine. And I've also at the same time lost friends as well. Like I've had a couple of fallouts with girlfriends that I've known for over a decade who I thought were like my besties, my best friends, who turned out to really struggle with having confronting conversations, who both of these people, you know, had no idea how to have an honest and raw or authentic and, you know, just an honest conversation with me, to say it as it is and to say what they thought or how they felt. And both of those ends to those friendships took some time for me to grieve. But when I let it go and I realized that every person comes into our lives for a reason and a season, and sometimes we've got to just let them go when the season is over, I've also been able to admire the time that we did have together and also admire the lessons that it came with. And that's been very, very special. So it's definitely about the quality of your friendships rather than the quantity. And, you know, I think that investing time in fewer, more meaningful friendships that provide emotional nourishment that is built on trust, mutual respect, and support is so much better than having lots and lots of friends that you can go and have a drink with or have dinner with or have a latte with that, you know, you might not really be able to rely on or lean on during those difficult times. So guys, I want to wrap up with just one last thing. And I hope that you guys have gained a lot of value from this episode, and I really look forward to our episode series in October and also releasing a lot more interviews with some incredible business owners that have really you know, gone above and beyond and just exceeded their own expectations and have their own success stories. So I'm really looking forward to what's to come at Thrive and Shine and also the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. But I guess the last thing I want to leave you guys with is how to grow through our challenges. Success can only happen, or growth can only happen, and success can only be seen by how we face adversity. So instead of always measuring achievements solely by external markers, such as the number of clients that you have or how much you've made or how many followers you have, I think it's a great thing to redefine success as your ability to stay resilient, to adapt to changes or adapt to uncertainty, and to grow through difficult times. Because your challenges themselves are the stepping stones that help you succeed and experience personal growth, and it is the truest form of success. So I wanted to leave you guys with that. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this show. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. Have an amazing day, and I look forward to seeing you rise up to thrive and shine.